F1, number 12B.
Can you see how he shows, therefore, that reformation of men? How he shows that Esau must be swallowed up by Jacob, and that this swallowing up of Esau by Jacob is done by the Lord's power, by the Lord's Christ, transforming every duality in us into the one manhood. So, if we try to look at this prophecy, say from the point of view of the metaphysical law, we find there a law which is always concerned with the fact that the Christ comes to each one of us, and that the Christ comes to each one of us and drives us to let go the Esau in us and to establish the Jacob in us. Now this is a law which I know from John Dorley. I remember so often in his latter years, and you remember perhaps, that he, when one saw him and said, "Well, John, how are you?" and so on, "What are you doing?" So he would say, "Well, it's fine. You know, Max, my mornings are nice. I sit down in my chair, and then I just know." Then what he said to me was that which I found now in Obadiah, the law of Obadiah. He would say, "You know, when I begin to realize that God is constantly coming to me, and that the fires of God is burning up in me all that does not belong to me." Perhaps you remember that. Then he goes through the synonyms. Then he would say, now I can never remember his terms, and I don't want, but that's the touch, the law of it, you see. What Obadiah says, it would be that point where we make, so to say, the general law of Amos. Then we would that general law of Amos apply to us. And we say, "All right, that is a law which I see is right, that law of Amos, but I must also be willing to see that that is going to work on me. And that that law is going to do something to me." And so we could see that law by seeing, yes, all that there is ever going on is God, mind, coming to me as mind, as the power of mind, as the intelligence of mind, as the action of mind, and tearing down in me everything which thinks the mortal mind or my human mind is intelligence too, is wise too, can reason things out too, is also powerful, is also intelligent, can also achieve something. When I begin to see that spirit and the fires of spirit constantly come to me as the fires and just burn up everything in me which is not of the nature of spirit, comes to me and burns up everything which is not really substantial, which is clinging to values which are not spiritual, which are not real, which are not true, which are not eternal, that the fires of spirit just constantly come to me and burn up in me everything which does not want to think in order, which does not want to live orderly, which does not want to be patient, which does not want to value true fruits and bring forth true fruits." Well, you can go on like that, you see, in spirit. Then we just can go on to soul and see, well, God is soul and God has a Christ, so the fires of soul are constantly coming to me and just work on me and work on me and burn up in me everything which is not sinless, everything which is not built on spiritual sense. Burns up everything which always wants to build on the testimony of physical senses, church according to the physical senses. Just comes up and burns in me everything which tries not to be joyous and happy and free and calm and balanced. Just burns up in me everything which tries to build on another basis than on the basis of soul. So I can go on to principle and see, well, all that in reality and in being happens is God manifesting itself. And so principle comes to me, and the fires of principle constantly come to me and work on me. If I like it or don't like it, the fires of principle just come to me and establish in me true relationship, and pulls down everything which is not built on true relationship, which does not want to think systematically and in categories and in science. The fires of principle just work on me, because the fires of principle want to burn up everything which is not scientifically intelligent and scientifically interpretable in me, and wants to establish only that which is scientifically interpretable. Can you say interpretable? Doesn't matter if you can't. Life, the Lord God Almighty doesn't mind it. And life is a fact of being, you see, and that's the only fact of being that is ever going on, and it's going on in spite of anything. And so the fires of life constantly come to me and burn up in me everything which is unlike life. It burns up in me every tendency and every love for a social life, for a business life, for a successful life, for a life of career and careerism. It burns up in me every love for materiality. It just comes to me as inspiration and wants to establish true inspiration in me, and such, therefore, just burns up in me everything that wants to be dull, and that wants to be lifeless, and that wants to be schematic, and that wants to be to act in a routine way. Life is always fresh, and so the fires of life come to me and burn up all that which is in the way of routine and schematic, and brings in the newness of life, the freshness of life, and the re-establishment of life, and the vivifying sense of life and all that. And so I can come to truth and see, well, truth is a fact in being. It's that fact in being which says I have always a true manhood. And I establish always true manhood. So the fires of truth always come to me and burn up all the stubble of Esau in me. They burn up all that which wants still to cling to a human sense of manhood, to a material sense of manhood, to a worldly sense of manhood, to a limited sense of manhood, to a small sense of manhood. It burns that just up. And so I can go to love and see, well, love is that fact in being which is constantly at work. And because it has a Christ, it translates itself to me, right down to me, just always to me, right where I am, and just works on me as the fires of love until I give up everything which is not of the nature of loveliness and of completeness and of a universal sense. It just burns up everything which is small and little and narrow, and makes everything in me wide and big and great and majestic and great and boundless and universal and embracing and all-embracing. Well, you've just gone, you know, your synonyms. And then one feels quite relieved. That such a wonderful thing is happening, that there is in being a power which doesn't belong to us, but which belongs to God Almighty, and the power that has that wonder in itself, that it is constantly at work, that has the magnificent power that it is at work if I like it or if I don't like it, if I ask for it or if I don't ask for it, if I wish it or I don't wish it, it's at work, and it's constantly at work and just doesn't let me go anymore. You see, all the prophets have one common denominator, I think. They want to show that God loves men. And that God wants, and because God loves men, that God works on Esau and Esau until the Esau dies in us. And the one true man is coming forward. Then at that point the true man came, Jesus. He couldn't come without the prophets who really, through those 16 standpoints of handling every misconception of God, fundamental misconception of God, that through that handling brings out the true man. Because God loves man, because God loves us, he takes us down into captivity. Because God loves us, he throws down the Esau in us, right from high down to the bottom. But he rises up in us that first that little Jacob, until Jacob becomes so strong that he burns up Esau, and then his kingdom is come. So you see, we find another law, the law of Obadiah. And really the law of Obadiah is that law which we really can link, which we can add after Amos. Amos really, you see, has given us the fundamental theory how to handle evil. But then Obadiah comes and says, but don't get out of it. You are in it. Don't wait until the world changes and then you are happy. Change yourself. It comes to you. Let it in. And so, sometimes in the evening, when you have another free evening, you see, just go perhaps through Amos, and then afterwards you say, well, what I have seen about Amos and about handling the individual claim, the collective claim, the universal claim, that's something which comes to me. And then you just let mine come to you. And so go through the order and you become consciously conscious that God is constantly coming to me and freeing me from the belief of having an Esau in me and establishing in me Jacob.